If you're not a wine lover, you may only know Chianti as a reference in Silence of the Lambs. But this wine region in Italy is so much more. This week's Wine of the Week is all about Chianti,
which just turned 300 years young last month. Joining us now with some recommendations, Scott Greenberg, columnist and blogger about wine for Washingtonian Magazine for our Wine of the Week. Good to have you back, Scott.
Hi, Sean. Hey, Hillary.
Scott.
Good to be here.
Anthony Hopkins almost ruined Chianti for all of us, but I'm glad he didn't.
Oh, I'm glad he didn't either.
What makes Chianti so special?
Well, the region is just wonderful. It's got these beautiful rolling hills. You've got different topography of soils. And of course, the grapes. The grapes themselves, predominantly Sangiovese, which we think of as Chianti. And it's old, right? They've been doing this now officially for 300 years. Mm. And they just celebrated that birthday last week.
So what's your first pick, Scott?
I was fortunate. I had the really great opportunity to sit down with Andrea Cecchi, who is the owner of a 100-year-old winery. So I was able to kind of grab dinner with him and say, hey, teach me about Chianti. And he did. Now, ironically, the first wine we started off with wasn't a Chianti, but it was a beautiful Vermentino. And it's the 2014 Cecchi La Mora Vermentino. Beautiful way to start an evening. It's vinified in stainless steel tanks to preserve that fresh aromatic quality of the grape. But what I really love was the sense of citrus on the nose. And it had these beautiful flavors of guava, pineapple, and nectarine on the palate. Delightfully zesty and great. I think it would pair well with like shrimp scampi. $20. Not a bad way to start the evening.
But you have some Classicos for us, right?
Absolutely. Chianti Classico is Cecchi's most popular wine. And the 2014 Cecchi Chianti Classico made that traditional style. Again, 90% Sangiovese grapes, offers up opulent aromas of fresh blackberry, hints of herb on the bouquet, but its intense balanced flavors of black cherry, red plum, they're lifted up by a little bit of tobacco and earth on the bright finish. This is a great companion. Burgers, pizza, pasta, does it all, $20.
Why don't we kick it up a notch and talk about the Reserva?
Oh, the Reserva. The 2013 Cecchi Chianti Classico Reserva. Now, it's only made in years where the grape harvest is of the highest quality. And fortunately, 2013 made the cut. It is elegant in texture, chocked full of black cherries and violet scents on the aromatic bouquet. But it has elegant flavors of rich plum, black raspberries, red licorice, glide over the tongue, supported by a backbone of soft tannins, remarkable depth and balance, $40.
Okay, now we don't often think of some of these wines as being really expensive, but you've got one that might give us a little sticker shock.
Right, now, you know, Chianti's in Tuscany, the Tuscany region, and so they have something called Super Tuscans, right? So the Super Tuscans are Sangiovese grapes that are then blended with some of the more traditional, what we would consider New World grapes, such as Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and such. So the 2011 Cecchi Coevo, which means contemporary in Italian, combines historical winemaking techniques of Chianti Classico with innovative styles in the New World. This wine has, the 2011 has, a blend of 50% Sangiovese, but it has Cabernet Sauvignon, Merlot, and Petit Verdot. It's deeply layered, bold notes of dark cherry, blackberry, black licorice, and all softened and enhanced by spice, leather, and tobacco highlights. The finish is beautiful and polished with just a hint of damp earth and mushrooms to provide depth. Drink it now or save it for a few years because you're going to have to save to buy it. $105.
Ooh, you buying for us, Scott?
Absolutely.
All right.
Meet me after the show.
Scott Greenberg, wine columnist and blogger for Washingtonian Magazine. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out his picks at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.